Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, Alex, where's Fred? We must be on hard times here because, you know, every day he prints out a little sheet for me.
Yeah.
Show the audience on the Twitter. And he had to print on both sides of this page. I was looking for my second page, and then I flipped it over.
Yeah, I mean, it's a struggle here. I think at one point in the office, they were telling us, literally, if you need paper, you got to just buy it yourself.
Maybe that's what Fred did. You didn't watch the Mizzou game last night, did you?
I didn't, but I've heard nothing but just like it was, you know, March Madness type
it
basketball
was.
Game.
Ken Dubinsky is here. He's the president of Haystack Sourcing. He's a dear friend from back in my and our Mizzou days, but we're going to highlight some fun Mark Mitchell spicy queso hoops chips in a second. But Kenny, that was amazing last night, wasn't it?
Unbelievable game. Huge game at the number 5 team in the country. A lot of ups and downs, some really weird stuff from the refs.
Yeah.
And but I tell you what, they held on and they are really good and I think really coming together.
One of the things I told my wife, and you can, Alex went to Indiana. You're a big Indiana basketball fan and football.
Obviously. And we don't want to talk about our game last night.
Did you guys lose? Did you lose?
I think we lost by about, 30 to Illinois or something.
At home.
Was not a good game.
Well, Illinois is.
Yeah, Illinois is, you know, they're a solid team.
But we could, look, Dubinsky, you know this. If we hit free throws, we probably beat Illinois.
No doubt.
This team has a very confident look about it. And last night, what almost cost them the game again was free throws. So if they can get some free throws settled, they have a deep, deep bench.
Yeah.
I love the way that they're putting the pressure on. He's mixing a lot of guys in to keep the pace hot and heavy, the tempo, and then wearing out the other team. And Florida's really good, and that game could have gone in another direction, but it was outstanding. All right, you've come in here many times, and kind of Luther Burden Jr., or Luther Burden the III, obviously was featured on some of the chips. But talk about what you got with Mark Mitchell, one of the basketball stars from Mizzou right now.
Yeah, really excited. And obviously, speaking of last night, he had a big game, couple key free throws down the stretch, 15 points. But I knew, you know, obviously we've done a lot with Mizzou and athletes with these products, and Schnucks has been such a great partner on all of them, and they've stepped up again on this one. I knew we wanted to do something with basketball, and Mark was coming in. Mark Mitchell is a 2-year starter at Duke, came in as one of the top 10 transfers in the country, and he certainly has lived up to that. Really great kid. I've enjoyed getting to know him. And so I knew he was a kid I wanted to play. I wanted to partner with, and came together and worked with his brother Brandon, who did a great job and working the deal out. And they're just coming out this week at Schnucks all across Missouri, and then also at top convenience stores on the old Vienna racks. So excited to get them out there. It's kind of an onion ring shaped crunchy snack, but with a unique spicy queso flavor.
Crack them out. Let's try them out.
Let's get some live response from Mark Reardon here.
Pass those over. Let me get one of those.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're delicious. They
they're really good. Yeah, yeah, we've gotten a great response to them. Really tangy with a really heavy cheese, but also a nice kick at the end with
the
spice.
Dude, those are awesome.
Thanks, yeah.
And my,
those are great.
Okay, I'm experiencing the kick right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if the kick is too much.
Told you
it's not.
Bring some water.
I don't know what you compare them to.
It's all right, though, because I'm
they're
a little,
kind of their own.
I'm a little wimpy on the kick.
Yeah.
They're actually incredible.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
What are they?
This is a way, though.
Spicy queso, yeah.
Ken, this would be a way for just your average Mizzou fan or even anyone else, to contribute to the name, image, and likeness of our Mizzou Tigers, right?
Exactly. And people are hearing about name, image, and likeness more and more. It really is getting to be a bigger and bigger part of the college landscape, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. So, yeah, this is a great way. Just like all the products, we've still got the coffees and the cookies and the candy and the pizzas and ice cream at Schnucks. Luther Burden chips are still there. And all of them are just a great way to commit to, in your own way, the name, image, and likeness for these players and getting them some more money and also really helping to expand their brand. And that's a big part of what I think the products do for them.
What are those ones you got there?
Well, he brought these as a supplement here, but these are Nick Bolton's Old Vienna Honey Blaze Barbecue.
Here's what I will say after, because you were on, it was maybe about a month ago or so, and we had kind of a similar conversation. But after we had that conversation, I had heard from people, friends around town that were like, hey, have you seen these chips on the shelves and whatnot with Mizzou players? So I think it really is creating a sense of that cool factor, you know, that you're talking about the branding outside of just being on the court. These guys are in our local stores now, and I think it is a real connection to the community,
well,
and it's incredible.
Thank you. And that's really kind of what we're going for,
yeah,
is to have that connection. And again, I want to shout out to Schnucks. They've been great on these. Jason Reed on the snack side has been a great partner, along with some of the other folks there, too. And it's just to have a local, a great local company like Schnucks get behind the local team is just a great story. I also want to mention, anybody who follows Mark Mitchell on his social media, he put out a really fun video with him having a number of his teammates trying the chips. And so look out for that on
Does
Instagram.
He have as many followers as my bunny Oreo, who is racking them up? Oreo Smorio the Bunny, follow on Instagram, Ken, just in case
is
you were
interested. Is he up to five or six
started
now?
At two. I think he's at what they said.
I actually think we're over 100 now, believe it or not.
Is that
so,
right?
Yeah, we've had a response from the audience. So
believe it or not, Mark is still ahead of Smorio by about 60,000, I think.
It's just so, you know, here people are going to have different opinions, and we all do as sports fans, of name, image, and likeness and what's happening to, you know, the whole landscape of college athletics. And there's downsides to some of it. But here's what I would say, and maybe this is because I'm a Mizzou guy, Ken, because, look, if we're being honest, we've not always had the opportunity to compete for national championships or college football playoff positions. Obviously, that's changed because we don't have, you know, the same structure as we used to. But for a team like Mizzou, and I'd say basketball and football, it really gives you an opportunity to compete on an annual basis. Now, the opposite happened with Dennis Gates and the basketball team last year. He didn't have any shooters. He didn't have talent. They didn't win one SEC game. But this is a team, I'm not going to go so far as to say Elite Eight or Final Four, but they are a team that could really make some noise if the right things happen. They're going to lose some games they're not supposed to, but it's a talented team. It really is.
You win a game at Florida, it shows you can win just about any game. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not saying you're gone.
I mean, in college basketball, you win a game like that on the road, you're the real deal.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, they didn't fare as well
and
against
they beat
Auburn. But, right. And the Illinois game was well within reach if you hit even five more free throws or
but
something.
But also, you
like
look
that.
At that, Illinois is a great team, and that's a neutral site game that was, you know,
yeah,
I would say right. Fairly Illinois, split 50-50 there.
A lot of people think Illinois is a Final Four team.
Right, so, and they look like it.
So, and Memphis is a top 20 team. So they've, you know, the games they've lost, obviously to Auburn, too, number one, they are resilient. They're deep. You saw T.O. Barrett have some huge minutes at the end last night. They got a lot of people, a lot of players that you're going to see different players step up, different games. And
you know, my favorite line, did you read the Post-Dispatch? Not that this would only have been in the Post, but when they covered it, it's funny because what's the kid's name? Caleb Grill, right?
Uh-huh.
He did real well. He hit some key threes
Huge.
And free throws as well. But one of his lines in the story this morning was, well, Everyone knows I've been in college forever, but this is one of the most, you know, scintillating games I've ever been a part of because the kid's like 35. No, he's not. He's 24 years old, but he's been in college for 6 years. Yeah. But I like the self-awareness of Caleb because I've said it too, that, man, you know, some of these kids, and this is what's happening with the portal because of COVID, because of injuries, whatever the situation might be, some of them are. Jaden Daniels is a good example. One of the reasons I think Jaden's having as much success in the NFL compared to some of the other rookie quarterbacks is he's played in more games.
I agree. Absolutely. And you know what? Also, that kind of highlights Caleb, a really good kid. And this is a team made up of all really good kids. I was at practice last week when we went up to shoot that video, and they're just working hard and good kids. And Dennis will be hard on them. And he said that last night. He'll be tough on them, but he loves them.
Yeah, I love
them. And they know it.
Well, go get the
Mark
Mitchell chips.
The secret to their success, I'm telling you, this year, it's got to be these Mark Mitchell spicy quesos.
They're in stores.
One quick note on the back. People will turn around and see it. He's actually slamming on his own spicy queso hoops.
It's a strong queso hoop there.
Yeah, I've declared him the first person in the world of food to slam dunk on his own food.
I love it. Ken Dubinsky, thanks for coming in. Get the chips. I've been invited by the dean of our journalism school, Ken, to go to the Oklahoma game and tour the J-School. I have not been there very often, so I'm going up in February to see that. Yeah,
that'll
I'll bring
fun.
Some chips. Thank you, Ken Dubinsky.
Please do. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I wish that I could. Get more at 971talk.com.